Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi. My name is Malika Pratt. I am a caregiver. I was returning a phone call because I got approved to be a caregiver, and I wanted to go over the information that they sent me.
What's the client that you're going to be working with?
Arlene Pratt.
Okay, give me one moment to look you up, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. Yes, I called you yesterday. All right,
mm-hmm.
So you received the text message that I sent you with the links and
mm-hmm.
requirements? All right, perfect. So I sent you a total of 4 links. The first link is for your application. The second link is going to be a competency test that you need to take. So it's going to be some reading material, and you're going to have to answer about 80 questions based on the material
mm-hmm.
that you read. So the most important thing here is that you actually complete the whole test and you submit it. Don't worry about what score you get, okay?
Okay.
Now, there is also a direct deposit form link. If you want me to set you up, just make sure you double-check your account number and routing number before you fill out the form, okay?
Okay.
And then your I-9 and W-4 document, that's going to be the last thing you're going to complete. It's going to ask you questions like if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, et cetera. The other
okay.
requirements are going to be your 2 forms of ID. So we either need like a driver's license or a state ID and your Social Security card.
Okay.
And then are you up to date with your TB test for the year?
Yes.
Or do you need me? Okay. When did you get it done?
November.
Okay, perfect. And you have your results with you?
Yes.
All right, so when you have some time, just send me a picture of the results, and then I can go ahead and save it over to your file. And then the last requirement is the 2-year residency proof. So basically what we're looking for is that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more. You can provide us with, like, an old expired ID. If you keep those, it can also be, like, a bank statement, a utility bill, or a W-2 form. It has to have your name on it. It has to have a Pennsylvania address. It doesn't have to be your current address. It can be an old address. And I just need to see that the date is from 2023 or older.
2023 or older?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And would you be comfortable with providing me with your date of birth and social over the phone? Just because I need to submit a background check report. If you're not comfortable, I can just wait for you to send me their IDs, and then I can submit the report.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. What is your date of birth?
11/27/1990.
Okay. And what is your social?
139.
Okay.
90.
Okay.
8942.
Perfect. And your name is spelled Malika, last name Pratt, Pratt.
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and submit it here. As soon as I get the results, I will keep you posted, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions on the requirements you went over?
No.
All right. Well, if you do, I'm here until 3:30, so you can call me or you can text me, and I'm also here tomorrow until 4, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Malika, have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.